slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion. Yes, I have now. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Sure didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your wings and honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her with a pen to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her. And I know it grieves her.
Everybody to know that Soul Town is about the music. And that Soul Town, the way of music. And we're about how the music of the soul music era and the music of the R&B hip-hop era are blending together to become, to make the genre more successful. Here's Miss Shirley Brown. We're going to run her one more time. Leave the Bridges Standing.
Thank you.
melting pot is going to work as far as the hip-hop era and the soul era. The soul era had some great artists, names that we're familiar with, like Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and many more. But artists like Pharrell, Jodeci, Tyrese, Joe, young new artists that are actually doing soul music, are blending in with the artists like Jay-Z and Kanye West and Eminem, other artists that are actually doing rap, and they're blending that music together and building a strong genre. And it's even getting stronger every day. I'm going to play one of the soul music artists from the past, Jay Blackfoot, "We're the City."
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. A jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
No.
Blackfoot. Okay, this week we're... I also want everybody to go into Amazon.com and take a look at the book, An Excursion in Soul. The book is available in paperback. You can also get it on your iPad or your Kindle and download it. You can download it free of charge. But you need to check it out and see what you think about it. Read some of the excerpts out of it. And look at some of the things that occurred during the soul music era. And the title is, once again, An Excursion in Soul. Subtitle, Soul Music of the 80s. The End of an Era. You definitely need to take a look at it. But it has some great music. I mean, great things about the music business in it. The truth about what was going on when doing the change in the music business. From the traditional music, especially in the R&B area, and how music began to blend, and how Michael Jackson led to a all-out assault on making sure that music changed to the point of where every artist got the opportunity to go before the entire American culture. It wasn't any more of a race music situation. It was Thriller pretty much brought about a new day in the music business. And we want you to check it out. Take a look at it. Some of the things that it was talking about that happened, and give it a good look. And we want to bring in Mrs. Shirley Brown one more time so she can kind of give her part on what she think about boyfriends. Just her. So this is Mrs. Shirley Brown talking about a boyfriend.
Hold me tight, and you're the perfect man for me. You're always understanding. You never get demanding. You've got everything I need. This house is like a hell. I feel like I'm in jail. I'm tired of being abused. I just wanna be with you. Boy, I'm free. I'm so glad that you're a friend of mine. Ooh, yeah. Boy, I'm free. You're the best friend any girl could buy.
Telling me don't hang around. It's been But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
a change is going to come. The great, late, great Mr. Sam Cooke. Okay, the man who Muhammad Ali stated was the greatest R&B singer ever. And he couldn't find a lot of people dissenting against that particular time, because he definitely was one of the great soul music singers of the soul era. And he was one of the beginners. He was at the beginning of the soul era. And he was a great vocalist, a great singer. And people in the R&B, hip-hop, music genre, and all the genres owe him a great debt of gratitude for his vocal talent that he was able to give to the world and really was blessed to hear him. You know, I mean, that was a great uplifting voice, and both in gospel and R&B. And soul music will always remember the late, great Sam Cooke, some of his great music. And like some of the things that were on the in the media in the last few weeks concerning some of the things that happened on music front, as far as Marvin Gaye's music and the lawsuit and everything, complaining that he had some of his music had been plagiarized or whatever. And some of the young great music writers and producers and artists of the present, like Pharrell, Robin Thicke, some of the other great artists here. Music is something that sometimes overlaps. And but we, as the audience, have to look at it from a perspective of, was it great music? Did we like it? And evidently, we did. Then on that, as far as that situation was concerned, because we went to the stores, when they downloaded, they got the music, millions of copies. So let's not look too harshly at some of the things that occur, because music is overlapping and it continues. So we have to take it and appreciate it because it's a great thing to be able to create something that we're living into infinity, forever. we look back over the years at some of the music that has been passed down for years, and we're going to be looking back at some of this great music, and people will be looking back at some of this great music, hopefully thousands of years from now, and saying, man, those guys back there were really hot. You know, I mean, these guys were putting together some hit material then, you know, I mean, Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson and, you know, even Sam and Dave and Isaac Hayes and Al Green and the Barclays, the Dramatics, the Emotions, Patti LaBelle, and, you know, I mean, just on and on. These are some great artists, great musicians, and a lot of them not getting their just due, but as history will determine, a lot of them will get their just due. But they might not be here to actually see it. But the music will be everlasting. You know, I mean, just some great sounds that have been recorded and been successful over the years. Let's not look too harshly at any of the writers and producers, because they have to take a cue from the music of the past. Here's Jay Blackfoot with Taxi. He's gonna, you know, keep it going. We're gonna run it just like it is on the album. We're gonna run Taxi, and then we're gonna come right back. The Way of the City, and everybody hear The Way It Was on the album, and how the public first heard it and received it, and then we'll, you know, get a good idea of what we were talking about, really, as far as, you know, you almost have to hear it as it was. But here's Jay Blackfoot with his smash hit, Taxi.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, just wanna see her with a pet. your melody. Does it matter? I've got to sell it. I deceive her, and oh, I know it grieves her. That's it. La la la.
And a lot of people got a chance to say, okay, man, this is the great artist that was the lead singer, one of the lead singers with the Soul Children back during the Stax era. And a lot of people heard it and recognized it. But we're going to recognize it right now with Jay Blackfoot one more time.
Not just the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Peace.
boy.
Blackfoot had during the soul music era on his hit album, City Slicker. And it did a great job by opening up the album and brought a lot of listeners in. It probably wouldn't have been in if they hadn't heard it first, but the radio stations played it off the album and made a way for the Taxi record to break loose. But we were saying, go and take a look at the book on Amazon.com, An Excursion in Soul, An Excursion in Soul. And the book is about the soul music era. Here's some of the things, look at some of the things that occurred and happened during the era and some of the great things that people are still building on today that occurred during that period of time. Starting back in the day with artists like Sam Cooke and the Drifters and Platters, and I mean, they were at the beginning and ending with artists like Jay Blackfoot and the great Bobby Womack and, you know, all these people. I mean, we had Sly and the Family Stones, who was one of the greatest acts of the era. But, I mean, it was just so many of them that appeared during that period of time. Now, if you have any questions about the music business or anything else, give us a call at 347-838-9142. It's 347-838-9142, and give us your questions, anything that you might have a question about or any kind of problem that you might be experiencing in the music business. And I know in the music business there are thousands of problems, but give us a call and you might be able to get a solution to your problem, because we got to work together to make it happen and keep it going, because definitely a necessity. But I'm going to play another song that was meant for Mrs. Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, but was sung by Mrs. Shirley Brown, written by the great Homer Banks. Here it is. that you hear and check out. This week we were looking at Sam Cooke and A Change Is Gonna Come. And as in every week with Soul Town, we wish you love, peace, and soul.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash no more. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, I... Thank you.
Okay, we're going to see you next week at the same place, the same time, with another episode of Soul Town, The Sound of Music. And leaving, we wish you love, peace, and soul.